559 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Nicholas Bayard, 527. Initially, I thought the word was seum, but I now believe it was meant to convey that the hottests and ignorantests were put into positions of trust. Mr. Clowes, pray tell us, what was the reason you did not sign the other two addresses? I think I am not obliged to tell that at this time, as it does not affect the matter at all. The Chief Justice responded, yes, but it does. You must tell us. One of the chief reasons was because I then thought that the Assembly's gift to the Lieutenant Governor to tempt him to pass their acts was a reflection upon the Lieutenant Governor, but it is my judgment now that it was no reflection upon him at all. The Solicitor General interjected, how? And do you not think so now? The Chief Justice clarified, he only speaks it as his judgment. The Solicitor General continued, do you not remember that the Assembly was called the Pretended Assembly? No. Do you not remember it was said their illegal proceedings? Do you not remember the word illegal? No, I cannot remember that, and I desired you, at your chamber, to remove that word from the clerk's notes. The prisoner asked, did I ever ask you to sign them? No, you did not. You were so far from doing that that you rather persuaded me not to sign them, and so did Madame Bayard, who was then in the room. Mr. Nicol inquired, do you remember anything of the word oppression in the address? No, I do not remember that word. Mr. Nicol continued, was the assembly called an unlawful assembly? No, gentlemen, I can speak positively to but few of these things. What I say is to the best of my remembrance and understanding. Peter O'Dyer recounted, going by Colonel Bayard's house, one Mr. Beaudenote told me I must step into Colonel Bayard's and sign an address to the king, and as I was going in, I met Colonel Bayard coming out of his house. Upon entering, I saw the addresses lying on the table. Colonel Bayard then told me I might sign if I would, or that I might not, and the colonel also told me it was for the good of the country, and that if I was willing, I might sign them. If not, I might let them alone. And then he went away. W. Richardson stated, one day, while drinking at one Spencer's, I was desired to go to the coffee house, which I did, and when there, I saw a great many people, I believe near 100. Upon going upstairs, I saw papers on the table, which were called addresses, which I signed with others, and I saw, among others, Colonel Bayard there, but he seemed to be no more acting or concerned than any other. The Chief Justice remarked, you are very forgetful of what you swore before the governor and council, but to remind you of some of it, did nobody tell you what papers were to be signed? Nobody at all. The Solicitor General asked, how many papers did you sign? I signed three, but did not know what they were, but was told they were addresses to the King and my Lord Cornbury and the Parliament, but did not read any of them. But I think one of them